Nearly 4,000 hand-typed onion skin pages comprise the Marshall Plan. Congressional hearings, speeches, and other documents outline a plan for peace nearly as vast as the military campaign which preceded it. The papers are housed at the Marshall Foundation Library in Lexington. There is also this aging audio recording of General George Marshall's first ever public mention of the idea of going to the aid of former enemies after the Second World War.
I need not tell you that the world situation is very serious.
In a commencement speech to Harvard University's class of 1947, Secretary of State George Marshall made his case that the victors come to the aid of the vanquished and help rebuild their economies. It was a new approach and a novel idea to a country just out of the largest war it had yet fought.
Furthermore, the people of this country are distant from the troubled areas of the earth, and it is hard for them to comprehend the plight and consequent reactions of the long-suffering peoples of Europe and the effect of those reactions on their governments in connection with our efforts to promote peace in the world.
George Marshall won the Nobel Peace Prize for the Marshall Plan in 1953. At the time, some in Congress criticized the plan for its cost, others for its reach, characterizing it as a move to create markets for American goods overseas. The $13 billion plan relied on a broad coalition and contributions from the countries in question. Many believe it not only helped Europe get back on its feet, but also prevented World War III.
The Marshall Plan is commonly viewed as the most successful foreign policy initiative in our nation's history.
Brian Shaw is president of the Marshall Foundation.
The Marshall Plan has become synonymous with universal aid, which is interesting because it's become part of the lexicon, but it also sort of doesn't really address the complexity of what the Marshall Plan really was.
The Marshall Plan really was unlike any other yet undertaken by the United States. It would help make the U.S. a world leader in the decades that followed. All that went into the Marshall Plan is now online for politicians, historians, or anyone with an internet connection to explore.
You get to see what they did, and the advantage is you get to see how did it work when they did it.
Gary Worley got a chance to see exactly what the Marshall Plan really was in a literal sense. Director of the Imaging Repository at Virginia Tech, the library approached him to ask if Worley could create a digital version from the original large cloth-bound book. It's pages from many different sources and typesets.
And it's a significant asset for the Commonwealth in that Virginia owns this book and it's inside the boundaries of our state.
Worley and a colleague used Tech's high-powered automatic book scanner, but the machine could not capture all the nuances of the original documents. So, like monks of the Middle Ages, the two spent more than 1,000 hours recreating the yellowing pages by hand for the digital realm. And now, the plan to revive post-war Europe for the benefit of the world can be seen online by everyone in it. I'm Robbie Harris.